Welcome back to The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Happy Monday. Dave Spinal, CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins us. Dave, happy Monday to you too as well.
Yeah, happy Monday. Looking forward to a beautiful day.
All right. So the Federal Reserve is now navigating kind of two opposite sets of risks, right? They're finishing the job, maybe tampering down inflation, while also starting to lower borrowing at just the right time, maybe to avoid a downturn. What's next now that recession fears maybe have seemingly subsided a little bit?
Yeah, they've gone down. You'll remember that earlier last year, it was well over 50% that it was going to slow down into negative growth or recession. And that has subsided. It's still about a 20% chance right now for lots of reasons. But the Federal Reserve has two jobs. It's called a dual mandate. One is for maximum employment and the other is stable prices. Maximum employment is to keep people employed, right? How they do that is some of their policies. And the second is stable prices. That's obviously trying to control inflation. Now, inflation has come down to somewhere around, you know, their target of around 2 to 3%. It hasn't got to their number, but it's in the general vicinity. And It was, as you remember, you know, taking at 8-9%. Now, in total, over the last 4 years, inflation is up between 20-25%. And I think people forget that, Jeff, is that There is a difference in inflation. Inflation is the rate of change. Prices are something different. So whatever, a gallon of milk that was $3, and if it's up a dollar in this, that's not exact math, but You get it. Prices aren't coming back down to where they were. They're still going to stay higher, and that is all we're talking about is the rate of change. So inflation has come down to something that they are at least going to start to lower rates. The second thing they have to look at is employment. Employment is definitely going up. And that is something they are watching. So over the next, you know, week or two or 3 weeks, what they tell us is going to be really important. So, yes, inflation fears and recession fears have come down, but the risks are still there because of a lagging that, you know, when they do something, it takes a while for it to go through.
So what happens in Jackson Hole this week, and how has kind of this conference coming up in a remote Wyoming resort become such an economic obsession? Do you expect big news coming out of it?
Yeah, that's the reason why it's become this. And so for those who don't know, all of the big muckety-mucks in banking and in the Federal Reserve, they go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a bit of a retreat. There's a little fishing and drinking, I'm sure, but there is, they get together. And the reason why it has been such a big thing is it always seems to get news out of it. And it's because it's in August, which is generally a slower news month, and obviously not with the DNC starting right now, but it is something that there is news that's coming out. Now, what they're going to talk about is, this is the title of their weekend, reassessing the effectiveness and transmission of monetary policy. And people are like, what the heck does that mean? It's a mouthful. There's no question. But really, it means what does their actions, how long does it take? So them going from zero interest rates up to 5.25% to 5.5%, that has a lag, and we're starting to see it now. So in inverse, when they start cutting rates, it's going to take a while. So if you go from 0 to 5, do the math, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to talk about a quarter point cut in September. That's a whole lot of quarter point cuts over years for it to get back to where it was. And I don't think it's going back to zero, but for it to come back down, that will take a leg. And this is why it's important, is because unemployment is starting to tick up. And that is really something they're going to have to watch over the next 6 months.
Are there any expected market implications that come out of the speeches and the relationship building that happens at the event?
Yeah, there generally is probably not market action because It's not new news, right?
Yeah.
We know that there's going to be a quarter point. I mean, that's really what he's going to talk about. And he's going to talk about, you know, will there be a lagging effect? And I think there is. And I'll give an example quickly before we go to break, Is what they are going to do is say, if you're a consumer and you go, okay, they're going to cut rates and I wanted a mortgage and it's, you know, it's 7% and now they cut it 25 basis points. Well, now it's 6.75, but they said they're going to keep cutting. Do you wait, right? Do you wait for 6? Do you wait for 5? And that delayed reaction can slow the economy. So it goes back to my very first point. it has a lagging effect, and that is what we're going to watch.
Okay. All right. When we come back, more with Dave Spanos, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. We'll talk housing. MasterCard's made a cut of it, 3% of its staff worldwide. I want to get Dave's insights, especially as we head to back to school, back to college, what families and kids should look out for when applying for new credit cards. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman from the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, which is 855-616-1620. Just back to our price increase conversation from the 262. My experience is that baking goods, household chemicals, and paper goods, and vehicle chemicals have exploded in cost in recent years, way above the reported inflation rate. I'm seeing many of these essential consumer items double or worse since the pandemic ended. Without a doubt, Dave, more people are turning to new credit card offers to, you know, alleviate some of the financial burden in their families. MasterCard recently said they're cutting 3% of its staff worldwide, but, you know, obviously they're still experiencing year-over-year increases in net revenue. What do you see in the credit card space now? What should consumers and families be aware of, especially as we head into, like, new college season where these offers are all over the place?
Right. So, you know, first of all, you can see the credit card debt is exploding, and that is not generally a good sign for the economy. That means people are, you know, deferring payments. And so we're starting to see those numbers go up, and that is generally a harbinger of bad news to come. So we want to pay attention to that. But, you know, you talk about all of the credit card industry right now. I mean, they have a lot of competition. You talk about Zelle and Venmo and all these other ways that people can pay each other, and they do pay each other. So there is competition right now for things like credit cards. And so we have to watch that. You did see that, you know, more importantly, you saw that they cut staff. And again, it goes back to my earlier point before the break about watching unemployment rate. We saw this morning, General Motors is cutting some rates. And so there's this crazy thing called the SOM rule. And it just means if unemployment goes up in a short period of time, that it could show that the economy is slowing. So last year, earlier this year, the unemployment rate was 3.4. It's now up to 4.3. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a 25% increase. If this continues to happen, some economists are suggesting we could see a 5% unemployment rate. And so quick math is 3.4 to 5. That's a 50% increase in the unemployment rate. So that's number one. But number two, you know, for the kids getting some credit cards, mm-hmm. you know, use it prudently. You know, you and I will remember what that was like.
Yeah.
You know, you had a card and you had a limit and you saw, you know, a co-ed and you wanted to buy some drinks and all of a sudden your limit was gone. Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be smart about it, and, you know, don't want to get stuck. You know, back in the day, they used to have these 29% interest rate payments. Yeah. You know, you couldn't get out. It took you 13 years just to pay the minimum to get out from underneath it. So be smart.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned a couple of the financial apps and tools that are out there. Do you have a favorite app or tool that you regularly recommend to clients just for general financial outcomes?
There's tools that you can use to track, but, you know, we do almost all of that work for our clients.
Okay.
But if you're out there right now, and, you know, I get the bill right, for the kids, and so I pay them in Venmo.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, so it's just easier to do that when instead of sending them the old-fashioned way. So we use Venmo in the family.
Okay, very good. So Lands' End last week kind of went all in on this $1 tote bag promotion. It ended pretty quickly. The promotion was a way to get some attention, and according to Lands' End, tote bags are the number one selling product on their website, suggesting that some people, you know, they did a $1 tote bag. Not all people were able to get it, but it raised a lot of buzz. So what I'm thinking is, whoa, you have major retailers that are doing pricing gimmicks and pressure to reduce costs. Do you think we'll see more of these type of kind of pricing gimmicks in the near future?
Yes, I do. And the reason why is because of the stress on the consumer. And so it's not just, you know, Lands' End. We have all read about McDonald's going back to the $5 meal and burgers and Wendy's right behind them. Walmart. Talking about cutting some prices on 7,000 items. So that's out there. And by the way, they get something out of it too, and they get you know, they get you to sign up and you can become loyalty apps and they get more data on you. And so there's two sides of this coin. So yes, they want more volume. They want you to come in. They want you to use their stores. But, you know, when Walmart and McDonald's start seeing more business, that is a sign that there's pressure on the economy. And by the way, that's an economic issue that should be, if it's not number one, between the two candidates right now, is talk about the economic issues.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about the changes in the real estate world in terms of commission. But the Wall Street Journal last week had a story about the rise of $1 million homes and mm-hmm. the sustainability mini markets. This has become kind of entry level. You know, from your lens, just how can families kind of best manage generational housing costs and plan for succession? Obviously, it's a huge investment. It's the biggest investment we all have. But how do you work with families to manage that investment?
Well, you know, you talk about how things are structured, how you register them. But I just read an article this morning about the pressure on on the lower income people, their ability to find a house, and if they can can they find it, and then can they afford it? And to them, to those people in that income level, that is generational wealth. And so how do they transition that? And a big part of that is how you register it, you know, what kind of debt there is. So one of the axioms of financial planning is to make sure that you control your debt, especially as you get into retirement. So control your debt, make sure that that asset that you have is that you can afford it and you can transition it at the right time.
Very good. Always appreciate your time on the Monday Market Update. Dave Spano, CEO of NX Wealth Management. Dave, enjoy your week, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.